Alright, Lonely Boys Podcast, episode 2.
Hi, I'm still... So, yeah, we tried shooting this earlier with some weird, like, ear sex kink or whatever, but I'm still at this dev. So, should we talk?
Alright.
Should I
talk about it?
I think you should explain what I meant by weird kink sex things.
Wait.
People masturbate to whispering.
Oh, the ASMR.
Yeah.
Oh. That's why I'm blowing out the smoke.
There you go. Not all over your pants.
Yep. Rappers use that in songs in the beginning of it. No, just the smoke, the bubbling noise, and the, maybe add the little.
That was just. They call that primal screaming. No. You know about primal screaming too?
No.
Every morning, you're supposed to get up and just kind of like let out your energy and go about your day. It'll help.
I do that with basketball.
Huh?
I yell all the time.
No, but the thing about primal screaming, it's weird.
Is Joe Rogan behind this?
Probably. I actually heard about this on some YouTube video. But basically...
I scream. I'd be like in the crowds just yelling. It's pretty fun. Shoot the three. You're weak. No jumper.
Nah.
Mismatch.
No, it's like you're supposed to scream like you was a caveman. It's like if you out here going, yeah.
Like that,
that's
in South Park?
Yeah, that's the sound I make when I nut. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. Joe Rogan, man.
He's a crazy person.
He's like the godfather of podcasting or some shit, right? That's what you're telling me? He's like really important to this?
He gets like the most money, probably, off of podcasting.
I just like, here's my little thing about Joe Rogan.
He gets a lot of views and everything.
Oh, he does get a bunch of views and stuff. It's just like, I don't know. Some people take his word like it's like, never mind. I just don't know, guys. Don't listen to me. Keep listening to the experience. Keep experiencing the DMT elk running barefoot and fleshlight sponsorships.
Hey, what's funny about Joe Rogan?
He talks about eating elk.
I only listen to him when he has some interesting guests.
No, when he's talking about elk. These...
No, he loves hunting, yes.
Oh, what else does he say? He's a strong, aggressive male, or...
Huh?
What was the title he gave himself? Something weird with alpha male. Oh, man. It's just like, how do you go from comedian to, like, that?
To Fear Factor?
No. Fear Factor, that's just money. That's just a paycheck.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, very weird. But the Joe Rogan experience... It's just like, it's so pretentious.
Well, then you're in the UFC thing.
Again, he's built like a rock. Of course he'd be into that, you know? Dude, he probably like mainlines fucking muscle milk. That guy's massive. Come find me, Joe. JK, I'm scared. Oh, shit.
You can't talk about this. This situation over here, you can't talk about it.
You're ashamed?
Yeah, this is a shame for you.
No, it's just. Hey, I was just gonna say, bro, that was back when I started roast. That's exactly how to roast my shit. I was just like that. And that's skimpy.
We're gonna have to edit this, right? This is edited right now. Let me tell you what.
Sometimes, me and Nick. It was so funny, bro. Because, like, we would both suck at rolling so much. We just.
This is for our Patreons only.
Resolved to just split one's wish and attempting that each one of us roll something.
Alright, since I'm gonna edit this, I'm just gonna say what's going on. So I'm rolling a Skimpy Blunt.
Why are you so ashamed of the Skimpy Blunt? I just took a fucking 6-minute dab.
That's true, but
yeah,
I should be smoking a wood.
Personally, weed is weed, guys. As long as you don't smoke it in a bowl like a pansy, it's all right.
It's a fucking swisher.
You know who smokes a swisher every night? My sister and her dude.
No, they smoke half a swisher.
Yeah, well, technically, if we're gonna be like accurate, they go like. Well, actually, that means I'm currently smoking, so the consumption of marijuana might be a lot less. Because, you know, spares. But.
Some edibles?
Dude, I really.
Oh, wait, you can't do that.
No, yeah, he. The other day he gave me this chocolate thing. But it was just. Yeah, that was pretty dope. Like, that got me pretty high. Like, it was pretty good. Because, you know, I'm not an edible guy, so those things hit me super strong. But what I'm saying is, some people just prefer the taste of wacky tobacco. Not regular tobacco. Mixed with wacky tobacco. And some of us like to feel like we did in 2014 when we learned to roll these things.
Let me tell everybody about my new skateboard setup. It's a Zion board, real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that shit is really nice. It's a very nice skateboard.
It's reflective and shit. It's purple. Sick.
Yeah, it should be basically have. Yes.
And it was jug, and now I have a gold thing.
Yeah. No, honestly, this is really sick. With the all black, no squiggle like the Mario. You always gotta go with the squiggle, Chewy. Ha!
I think this is gonna be better. Right. That clear grip tape was messing me up. All black.
Hey, people who don't like girly grip tape suck. No, I'm kidding.
You literally had a girl on your grip. You had to get rid of that one, or?
Huh? I don't know.
Oh, no. Which one was that one?
Huh? That was the lame brain one. I actually used that skateboard till the tail was like that and the
That's part of your fence? And Modesta?
Yep. That and the Litwood one? Tail's completely gone. Because I was trying to learn manuals.
Do you got the Litwood one over there?
Yeah.
It's part of the fence, too?
Most likely, yeah. Or he might not have done that yet. Well, I'll see. I'll see tomorrow. If he still has them, I'll bring them and see if we can use them for something.
Let's build a chair.
Yeah. Well, that'd be cool.
I think it'd be easy to do.
I have. Let's see how many I have. Dude.
Because I have. Use that old ass one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think there's one under that deck thing. One. That I was gonna say we should put the Kryptonics trucks on the fuck thyself board for Nick. He'd be like,
we should put these bearings in them.
Dude, no, did you see though? Those wheels, like, they don't actually have bearings. It's just a silver sticker.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's just on, like, the plastic truck. Yeah, I thought so too, but it's just, like, a sticker. It's a deception. Kryptonics, you're no longer what you used to be. Shame on you. I never rode you when you were good, but, you know. Shame on you.
Yeah, but pretty sick setup.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice board.
But tomorrow's pretty late right now.
Nah, and honestly, in my opinion, some of the best boards are real. Ha, that sounds so fucking weird.
Real skateboards. That's what we're in.
Oh, the sticker came messed up, or you?
Yeah, fucking bitches. Can I complain about that?
I don't know how did it come. Okay.
It came like this. Hello. On my skateboard and it.
Bastards.
This is a cool sticker.
Yep.
I don't know where I would put it. Part of it still works.
The tape.
You just want to cut it more?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You seen there's all kinds of weird shapes on there? Yeah. Creativity can be done anywhere.
Because if you put on another one on top, it looks like you have the full sticker. You just have the corner.
Yeah. Exactly. Like I have a couple of reds ones that are cut. Actually, that is the strategy I'm about to use to continue my little.
Put it like this.
So, question, what's up with today's teenagers and being okay with the racism? Because today, no, remember Oscar? When he wanted to replace.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Oscar.
That shit was wild. The only reason I remembered is because of that. And I was like,
I think that's him and his Mexican buddies.
Oh no, there's some.
Yeah.
Oh, that come up with all this weird.
This band. Ooh. Look at that.
That's terrible. I think Chewie wants to skate, guys. Oh, shout out to the four of you, or the two of you who listened to our shit twice, or the one of you who listened to it four times.
I think it's one, yeah. Thanks to four people out there
that
listened to this.
And we're like, lols. Or, at least, what?
Imagine if one of them is just a random person. I don't know who else would know about it. Like,
it might be because
I think only like maybe three people listen to it that I know. Maybe it isn't random.
I haven't really like told anybody about it.
I know, I don't want to tell people. I've just been telling these guys because he has a podcast. Yeah.
What's up with Jason?
Jason
keeps saying he wanted to be part of this podcast, and where is he?
He just needs his own podcast, honestly.
Yeah. I'm good. The swisher and that dab got me woozy.
Yeah, but we about to make this $15. Have to shout out, you know, Anchor.
What's up, Anchor?
I just have to settle my payment situation.
Bro.
I'm just gonna make hella profiles, make hella $15.
Haha.
It's a different podcast, so.
Haha. No, I'm just going, haha. They don't know why I'm haha. They don't know if we're up to anything. I haven't. Plausible deniability. I am very high and talking nonsense.
So we just got some casual cannabis. Company dabs. Review, Mario.
I'm high as balls, so they work.
Mario said that the first stuff, right, was watery or something?
It's kind of watery, but, you know, it's just kind of like, you just have to, like, scoop it in there, and it kind of relieves, like, the I was going to say the dome. What is this, 2008? I don't know. Anyway. I'm stupid. I'm a nail. It leaves some weird stuff. But other than that, it's cool. You know. Some marijuana smells mango.
Did I tell you when I walked in a smoke shop, I was like, I need a nail for my rig. He was like, a nail? And he pulls out like one of those nails for the dome. The dome stabbers.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, not that nail. He's like, oh, you mean a banger. Hella with attitude. Yeah. Like, no, I don't need to be in a banger. I'm out of here. Nah, I wish I could do that, but I didn't have time for all that, so I bought it. But he gave me some attitude.
Dude, it's just, yeah. Oh, you mean a
Oh, did I tell you what happened? I was at the sesh one time, and I went to go get some syringes.
Oh, you know?
Syringes are just like the syringes full of dabs. It looks like syringes. And then I went, and I'm like, fuck, there's no syringes or whatever. And I went to one guy. He was like, I was like, can I get a syringe? And he was like, they're called darts. I'm like, oh, okay, can I get a dart? And I bought these two darts for $10. Chug, first of all, put them in my pen, filled up my own shit. It was some fire. And then went to this other guy to buy some different stuff. And I was like, can I get one of those syringes? He was like, oh, no, these are called dablicators. I'm like,
oh. And you weed people are ridiculous.
And then I turn around and I'm like, Spencer's like, what you buy? I was like, some syringe, a syringe from this guy. He's like, no, it's a dablicator. He came from, he was like, because I just turned around. And then he was listening into my conversation. And then he's like, no.
It's a dablicator.
The dablicator.
You weed people like, are ridiculous, man.
I was like, okay.
Dude, the weed industry is like oddly pretentious.
I was like, it's a syringe. It looks like a syringe, right?
Hey, you know who uses syringes, trick?
The first guy was just like, nah, it's a dart.
At least that's kind of cool.
But like, no, it's a dablicator. I'm like, you guys can't even get the names together. Then how am I going to get it together? Is it a dart? If I tell this guy it's a dart, these guys are going to be like, it's a dablicator, sir.
No, they're going to be like, that's a syringe. Because the way that works, that's a syringe, guys. You know how it has like a little thingy that pushes the liquid out? That's a syringe.
It's to fill up cartridges.
Not your veins. We don't do any IV stuff, which is probably why they're like, no, we can't call it that. But you know, you know what I was reading? In Canada, dabs are illegal.
Bro.
Like, that makes me wonder a lot about, like, all this dab. Like, weed is, like, has been pretty much, like, pretty legal over there for a long time and stuff. And why dabs illegal? I think it's cheddar. I think it's how it's made. Because kaboom. No, it's made. You guys, I wonder what it'd be like to just like fucking die.
This is where we're going with it. We're gonna have some lows in our podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think about that all the time. I'm giggling, but I'm serious. Ah, man. But seriously, put it in the comments.
Put it in the comments.
Hashtag notification squad.
Send me a voice message. Yeah. You can do that. That's how we reach out.
Oh, yeah. Do that. And
with any comments, and then next podcast.
If you ever just want to fucking die, just like, fuck it, I'm gonna just drown myself. You know, that one's unpleasant, but, you know, respect for you having big balls. I have little ones.
Well, should we read some comments?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Some comments?
Okay.
All right, this one's from Jazz Mataz 500. The comment reads, big fan, Lowly Boys Forever, gang gang.
That one's oddly polite.
Wait, I have a question for you. How many dabs do you take a day?
Jesus Christ.
Gilmore, answer.
As you can tell by that cough, a lot. Like,
how many dabs did you take today, Mario?
I don't actually know, bro. That's a problem. No, I sort of...
Answer for both of us is too many. Gang, gang. Yo, you want to read a comment for you?
Oh, man, do I want to read a comment?
You have to say the
the name. Shout out to Total Shipment. Why do you talk so much about penises, Mario? Because they're cool.
That's the answer. Yeah. There's no pause. Yeah, no. Oh, was that part of the comment?
No, it's just me. There, you know? Because I'm going to talk a lot about penises and anything phallic in or around, not my mouth though. My hand. I masturbate a lot.
Alright, next comment. This is from CTT356.
Oh man, I can't wait to listen to this later.
Hey, he says, "What's up? Chilling, having a good time listening to Lonely Boys podcast, Lonely Boys Forever." And what does it say? Let me read it. Let me enlarge it real quick.
For a second, I forgot what we were doing. I'm so high.
What's your favorite strain of weed? Why?
Fuck. Hey, weed is weed, bro. I
smoke this shit. You know, favorite. My favorite.
Christ, I haven't been this high in like 4 years, bro.
My favorite is definitely Dragon Candy.
Oh yeah,
from the Bully Gang Gang.
Yeah, that's good, but you know, like, they just put it.
Is it cookies?
Yes.
Definitely.
You like cookies? You never smoke cookies.
You know, cookies. You been to the dab bar?
Oh man. Dude, literally everybody though be asking me about cookies. You remember when Rocio was leaving his messages talking about cookies?
That was funny.
That was, dude. Honestly, like, cookies is a fire strain.
Wait, do you have the voicemails? I think I do, but
nah, I don't.
But we're recording on my phone.
That's a little funny.
Alright, next comment, Mario.
Alright, this one's from Supreme Red. Shouts out Lil Supreme Red.
That's by a rapper. Yeah. Artist.
Yeah. Who wants to know a little more about the Reuben beef?
The beef.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bother.
We explained it on our latest
basically,
other video.
This guy left like a fucking 2-paragraph comment, but he just wants to know about the roof.
You summed it up.
Yeah.
He's a big fan.
Yeah. Also, like, he wanted you guys to know that, like, he can do shove. It's pretty good.
Oh, sick. He's on those?
Yeah.
That's sick, my dude.
He did that. Better than me. And he's like 12.
Oh, you just know he's up. Oh, this is a real long paragraph. Yeah, he gave me a lot of details.
Yeah, you know. He said he got really discouraged by Aaron Cairo being a Scientologist. So now he's going to listen to this podcast about penises forever. God, I'm loaded. Oh yeah, so the Reuben beef.
Yeah.
You know, he is a buffoon. No, honestly, some people. I think I'm just an asshole, and I don't know. I think this is really what this boils down to. Because this guy really like. He's just like, I don't know. He just has something about him that makes me want to punch him.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's funny. I just imagine you, old man, just looking at me with me, rolling down the window.
He just want to beat his ass. I don't know why. And the thing is, like, I have looked for this conflict for a lot of, and this dude's bigger than me significantly. Like this guy is either, like, I don't know, either jerks off a lot or weightlifts a lot and jerks off a lot. Either way, his arms are massive. He could definitely beat my ass, and I have tried to initiate this multiple times. This is not happening. I think he's doing what they call being the bigger person, which ultimately it's petty. No, yeah, but no. The main reason I'm angry is because he did tell on me when we were 22 years old, which was ridiculous because I was his intern. Like, this is the craziest part. He told on me because he said I was bullying him. But, wait. I did say I want to punch him, but I've never... No, honestly, it's because he spent all fucking day just talking about sex and girls and fucking World Star Hip Hop. So I just started pointing it out. Like, that's all I did. Like, suddenly, I'm like, oh, you're a World Star? Oh, she got some big ass titties. That's all I did. And I just realized I could get under his skin pretty easy. Anyway, so he, like, told... He didn't tell our boss. He just told this other lady who came up to me and was like, you need to leave Ruben alone. I was like, you're not my mom or my boss. And then he was waiting for me by the door, and then he shoved me. I'm like, we can go right now, bitch. Like, what's up? And then I'm like, hey, I'm about to leave this place in 3 weeks. Grow some balls. I want that thing. And then he just, you know, did his little slow arm walk. Yeah, but I've been looking for this is the patty that I've been cooking for a while, guys. This is the thick beef. Some thick beef, and it's mainly me. I'm telling you, it's because he's like a weird pervert and a man child at the same time. That it just fuck you, you know. I'm stupid. No, honestly, I really don't know why.
This track like coming soon?
Facts. Ruben, he likes dicks.
That's the flavor, a little taste?
Yeah. He likes dicks. Like, PewDiePie likes Nazis. Ooh. That's a lot, guys. That's a lot. Is an anti-Semite. But Carmen Bra is too.
Carmen Bra is funny.
Carmen Bra! I think it's good. Oh my god, bros, I have become bigger than the world. I'm in everybody's screen. Oh no, it's Carmen Bra. If you haven't seen, just Google Carmen Bra.
South Park is genius.
South Park taught me everything I know about America. Because I was not born here.
Talk about that one.
So yeah, one day I was just like, in my mom. And then like, I wasn't. And then like, I think like 3 months passed. And then I was here. And that's really all I know about Mexico. And I grew up here. And you know, I got racist at sometimes, and then it was cool. Like, growing up here was cool. Better than Mexico. And, you know, I look very Mexican today in this shirt.
Yeah, but the studio for the podcast is coming along.
Oh, yeah. I'm decorating it. Definitely ruin-proofing that bitch, you know? Gonna... You know how you keep Ruben away? You just remind him that he's not a cop.
Not even a park cop.
Dude, no, it's because my mans didn't pass the psych test.
Psych.
Yeah. I'm just rambling now. I'm loaded.
another question from the comments?
Sure. Sure.
Let me see. Let me see. Which one's a good one? Let me see. Laser Bill 367 says, "How long have you been doing the podcast? Love the show. Keep it up."
You know, like, this has been in the works for a while.
You made a lot of them.
Yeah.
You can't find them. Well, you can find them. You gotta look deep in the web.
Yeah. And you also gotta pay us.
Patreon, that's Patreon status.
Or you can just PayPal me, dog. Like, we don't have to do all this. Like the only middleman we might need is like Venmo, Cash App, and or PayPal.
Yeah, just but Cash App.
Even Anchor, like, we're not really gonna. Yeah, we don't really need them for you to give us money. Just
but the $15, I'll take.
Yeah, you can give us that.
Ad revenue.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that for the most part, though, you just PayPal me, bro. Like, let's just save us all some time. That shit, like, I could literally, and then, you know, fucking knock my little, you know, just buy my little heart out on Zoobies.com. Hey, and take PayPal.
Just send us, you know, whatever you got. $100, $500,
yeah.
$3,000, whatever you have.
All of your money. Yeah, like.
Not in as, like, whatever you could give, but, like, no, like, whatever you have.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I have crippling student debt. Nah. Yeah, I do, but it's okay.
We need this to go up. We got the studio bills.
Yeah. You know, like...
podcast studio. It's already pimped out.
Yeah. I have a confession to make, guys. My best friend doesn't love me. Yeah, it's just another. He left me.
You want to talk about that?
I don't want to talk about
you
that.
That's it. Jason listens to this, he's gonna be dying. Just say he's gonna be dying.
I'm gonna review more about that
for the Patreon.
Yeah, just PayPal me, bro. It'll be in the bio. Actually, Venmo me, that's better.
Let's do Venmo.
Hold on.
Yeah, check it. Mine is at Chusker1. Chuscar. Wait, did I miss a letter? Chuscar. One.
Yeah. And then mine is... mine is Johnny Big Dick 85.
Is it really?
No. It's at Emeralds 0593. But at Johnny Big Dick 85 is the handle I use on Twitter. Pick me up. Yeah.
Alright. You wanna read another comment?
Sure.
You wanna read it?
Nah, yeah. I will let you handle that because I just giggled through the whole thing.
Alright, let me find a good one. Scrolling.
I'm too high for this shit.
TanDan39 wants to know. I hear there's a dog. What kind of dog is it? Well, it's my dog, and it's a German Shepherd.
Yeah, and then she's a big Foo Fighters fan.
A big tell this Foo Fighters.
Oh, giant Foo Fighters fans. You know, back in the '90s.
Back in the '90s.
Before she settled down to like being a house dog, she just traveled followed the Foo Fighters around. Like, her whole life's goal was to, like, be David Grohl's, like, dog. And, but it just didn't happen. So she's just here now. You know, Casey should get out to a show. Say hi to Dave. He's married now. Things are different.
Does he have dogs?
I don't know. Actually. Like how we really wanted something more interspecies. Yeah, we'll leave it at that, right? Like, I was like, hey, bro, why are you wearing out my fucking dirty laundry like that? The 90s were wild.
She's sleeping right now.
She was doing a lot of Special K. A lot of Special K.
And cocaine.
Oh, yeah. You'd be out here like, oh my god, I'm K-holing. Oh, man. And I don't mean Chewie's ex-neighbor. I mean, you know, fiend things. Even though she is a fiend thing. Man, it's funny because the more I speak, the more it sounds like I'm describing this girl.
K-ho. That's what we call it, K-ho.
Yeah. She's hilarious. And drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad?
Yeah, drugs are bad.
Okay. See, what
wait, how does Spencer know why Nicki Minaj is in the away land?
Oh, it's because he can just look it up.
I forgot about that. Wait, so does that mean like your dad was like, fuck this, and just reported it?
Nah.
Oh.
I think it was some prior stuff.
Damn.
Sucks to suck.
Honestly. Like, three square. He has a three square a day, and he has access to weights. He could come out looking like fucking Gucci Mane.
He'd be out, probably, pretty fast.
Yeah. The last time he was in there, what, like a month?
Yeah, probably another month.
Yeah. It's good. A little detox.
A little bit.
Never mind that booty hole we built in there. I forget. If we ever have any fans that have been in prison, please tell me why, like, can't you guys just, like, really booty holes? Like, anything in a booty hole, I won't, like, why?
We have a prisoner right here on the comments. He's Prison Mike 396.
Go on.
He says, I hear you guys are fans of The Office. Keep it up. This show's funny. Yeah, in our prior episodes, we said that we liked The Office. Maybe we did, I don't know. Mario?
What?
The Office?
That's a good show.
Your favorite episode, go. Did I put you on the spot?
The Garden Party.
The Garden Party? I don't remember that one.
It's when Jim writes a fake book about throwing garden parties, and then he makes Dwight throw a garden party at his fucking ranch, and it's hilarious. And it's called The Garden Party. Dwight's a fucking fool. Oh, Ruben is a Dwight. There we go. That makes more sense.
Are you the Jim to his Dwight?
Huh? Yeah, I'm the handsome, you know, boy face wonder. That he's very jealous of, yeah.
My favorite episode of probably the one where he's like, what's his name? Damn, what's his name on the show?
Huh.
The one that said, oh, I know how to get girls. He's getting madly addicted to cocaine.
I forgot, but he's a creepy one. The one that made... I don't know. I don't remember that guy's name.
He was part of the new ones, that's why.
He's in Silicon Valley. There you go. If you watch TV, you're like, oh, that guy. If not, Larry, for you. He's the assistant guy to the main nerd guy that does the business stuff.
I guess we don't really watch this.
We don't really be watching.
I swear I have it on. I guess I watch it.
So. Honestly, I rewatched The Office my first year of college, and yeah.
I think I'm gonna rewatch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Just rewatch. You remember I had it on 24/7.
Yeah, honestly, I think I might do that too, just because, man.
But I need to get off American Pickers. I went back to American Pickers. I don't even like the show.
I still don't understand.
If you want a description, it's like two white guys going around white guy land picking their white guy stuff.
I think it's totally scripted. Because every single fucking time they find a sick ass knucklehead motorcycle or Indian motorcycle, and it's always like, oh man, we're about to make $6,000 on this one. Sick with it. And also, what's up with the weird girl that they have at the shop? Why can't they like hire just like a regular looking person? Like, why she got?
She's freaking sick, bro. She has yats. She's yatted all over.
She's fucking.
And then that one guy was for surely clapping.
The chunky fella?
No, the other guy was for surely clapping.
Oh, yeah.
Until he got kids.
Huh?
Or maybe he still claps those.
Man. That show's... I used to watch it as a kid. Is it still on the air?
No, I watch on Hulu.
No, but do you think it's still on the air?
It probably still gets plays.
Honestly, that show...
Because they're probably hella old right now.
That show is...
Because that shit has like 100 billion seasons.
Yeah, that show's essentially just like... Two like hipsters driving around the quote-unquote forgotten America, taking advantage of the fact that the coal industry collapsed. And these people need money.
Bro, the thing is, the people they picked, I'm like, where do they get this money to have 13 cars in their lot.
Like their huge I said, lot. The coal industry collapsed.
Or just have like hella fucking junk in like 3 barns that you just have in your land. Or just houses, straight up. You have a neighborhood just full of junk.
Honestly, cause
like, where do you get this money from?
Middle America? Junk.
Junk?
Comparatively speaking to this place, like, I bet what your mom pays in mortgage. Probably like buy like a nice like I'm basically a mansion and I want to say not only I just said Texas because I know that for a fact it's probably much more. It's just the inflated cost of living here is because of, you know, the tech bros and the we run ads, Senator. Fuck you, Zuckerberg.
Also, fuck you, Groovy Mac.
Just yeah, fuck that guy.
I don't even know you, but fuck you, guy.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, this is where I'm fuck you.
Let's see what's up, honey. Because we do need to wrap up if it's an hour. Oh, 43.
Alright, well.
Well, eventually we'll.
Yeah,
all right. I think we still got enough. 10 minutes.
Alright, I'm a little cold.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm cold. Now let's go in the studio where it's hot.
You want to go in there?
Nah, well, let's finish it. I'm probably gonna dip and go get some sleep and go pick up a stupid AC thing. And I'll probably be back early. Probably won't stay out there too long. Yeah. I might come back with a mojo for you.
A what?
A mojo.
What is that?
A Modesto ho.
Oh, no, thank you. I like mojos not doing meth.
Hey. For the record, that girl stopped doing meth. And I was like, oh, nice. And then, you know, I drove her home after we ate food. But
it's just meth.
Prior to the meth, I was totally down.
For real?
Yeah. We had been talking about it and everything.
Yeah? Yeah. And then she was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did she say, like, what the hell?
Yeah. 100%.
What did he say here? Like,
I was like, oh, no, I feel weird. She like had driven all from like.
Oh, she drove.
Yeah, she drove to my place.
And then picked you up.
Yeah. No, like, cause she was from like farther away. She drove to and then picked me up. And then from there, I drove to the food place, and then she dropped her off. And then
did kind she of, ask you to pick you up?
Put her on, kind of like, so you have to help my dad, so, and then she kind of did. But then, She like kept texting me for a couple days, and then just kind of. Yeah, Modesto hoes are funny.
Modesto hoes. Moho, where did you go?
Mohos. Like Mo High. That's Modesto High. West Mo. That's Westside Modesto.
Yeah, when I heard you and Modesto just thank you guys.
Hey, your cousin lives in San Leandro. He does that too. Oh, just for fun.
And also my cousin in Oakland.
I don't know. Just like destruction for the sake of destruction, like I don't know. Break a fax machine. Fuck a fax machine. Car windows, those are necessary.
Hey, that shit happens by my job all day.
But that's because they'd be like breaking into the car, steal stuff, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you snooze, you lose. Like the other day, I was at that family waiting for mom. One of her coworkers comes in. He's like, "Oh, last night I was in San Jose, and then someone like broke my window and took my laptop." And then someone asked me, "Where are you?" And he's like, "Oh, I was at my girlfriend's house. I spent the night over there." And they're like, "Then why did you leave your backpack in the car?" "I was lazy to go get it." You see, that right there tells me it's your fault, bro. If you got something worth more than $100 in the backpack, take it out. Actually, always take it out, because it's just
what's in the backpack. I don't even leave my skateboard in my car.
I used to do that, and then I stopped. My mom made me paranoid.
What'd she say?
What they break the window off a skateboard? I was like, "I don't know." She's like, "You haven't seen all the meth heads just have garbage? How do you think they get the garbage? They just steal anything." It's like, that's true.
See, they do be having skateboards.
Yeah. Nick, hey, before you, me, and Josh had skateboards, he had them. Regular basis. Poor little kids at the skateboard.
Maybe after that we can wrap it up. Yeah, we can just wrap it up. Alright, it's getting up to 60 minutes. And Anchor only lets us record an hour. So we're gonna have to wrap up soon.
Yeah,
any last words? Any plugs?
Yeah, just wanna.
Any dates?
So basically, since day one, fuck Ruben.
You got any dates coming up?
Yeah, today.
I got a couple dates. Tuesday in Australia. I'll be in Kentucky on Friday.
Damn.
And I'll be in Alaska all weekend. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, but seriously, fuck Ruben. Let's just want people to know that. Hopefully, like, if we ever pick up and then, like, this becomes a hashtag, like, and guys named Ruben will want to change their name to, like, Gregory or something. That's a better name.
Ruben Sandwich.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Alright. But.